From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The show August, Osage County, was the Broadway debut for playwright Tracy Letts, and it was a smash hit. The epic story of a dysfunctional Oklahoma family won the Pulitzer Prize and the Tony Award. So how do you follow such success? By totally shifting gears. Tracy Letts' new play, Superior Donuts, opens on Broadway tonight. Jeff London reports.
His last play was sprawling and dense and long and filled with bitter but enormously entertaining characters. Superior Donuts is a gentle, intimate comedy with serious undertones set in a donut shop in Chicago.
Superior Donuts. Uncle Witt wanted him to call it Shubershevsky Punchki. Dad said Superior was easier to remember and sounds a little like Shubershevsky. And the sign maker's charged by the letter.
I never know where the plays start. I can never sort of trace them back to that original kernel.
But Tracy Letts knew that he wanted to look at a certain kind of man who came of age during the Vietnam era.
They were romantics. And like most romantics, reality did some damage to them. And I was curious about that generation of men and just how they were dealing with that damage now. 40 years later, as that particular class of boomers leaves middle age and enters into their old age. I don't know. Those were the ideas I was interested in exploring. That and I like donuts.
The play takes place in a forlorn donut shop in a slowly gentrifying neighborhood. Actor Michael McKean, well known for his roles in the mockumentaries This Is Spinal Tap, Best in Show, and A Mighty Wind, plays the shop's lonely owner, Arthur Shubershevsky.
This is his cradle, in a sense, and it might be his tomb as well. But it all depends on how much of the outside world he lets in and what he lets that outside world do to him.
And that outside world comes crashing through his front door in the character of Franco Wicks, a 21-year-old African-American applying for a part-time job. Tracy Letts says Franco immediately shakes things up.
It's about that clash between those two guys. Not just because they're of different races, not just because they're of different generations, but because of a different impulse centered very deep in them about hopefulness versus hopelessness.
You're not giving much credit to the discernment of the consumer, African-American or otherwise.
Discernment implies a choice. You don't see no Whole Foods in this neighborhood, do you?
Oh, it's coming. You got a Starbucks right across the street.
Brother, they got Starbucks in wheat fields now. You don't see a lot of brothers in the Starbucks, do you? And you ain't never seen a brother in the Whole Foods unless he's stocking the shelf.
24-year-old actor John Michael Hill is making his Broadway debut as Franco.
He's got strong convictions. He's a challenger. He wants to transform the world into his vision, and he has pretty good ideas about things and how to do that, but a little misguided on where to start.
And he comes from a broken home. Over the course of the play, Arthur becomes something of a surrogate father and mentor to Franco. Playwright Tracy Letts was dealing with father issues of his own while he was writing the play.
Actually, I'd started writing the play while my father was still alive. I completed the play after my father had passed away, so I'm sure those thoughts were activated by my father's illness and his death. The father-son dynamic in both of these guys is... It's always a very fraught dynamic, whether it's fulfilled or unfulfilled. And so it does provide a lot of the dramatic impulse for the show.
Franco is a writer, and he presents his autobiographical novel scrawled in several notebooks for Arthur to read.
You said I didn't want to read it because you're black.
Now, the only reason you want to read it is because I'm black.
I don't care that you're black.
You should. Proud black men.
All right, Franco, regardless of your skin color, yet in acknowledgement of your estimable heritage, I'd like to read your book.
The action of the play takes both characters to places that challenge their basic beliefs. In some sense, writing this taut, intimate two-act play after creating the outsized three-act drama August Osage County has challenged Tracy Letts to the core as well.
My brother is a musician, and we often have a kind of debate about some of the larger ideas in narrative art. And he's said to me before, you know, I think it's harder to create something that's life-affirming. than something that is cynical. I think that's probably very true. I think that's probably very wise.
Superior Donuts opens at the Music Box Theater tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.